Hey neighbors, thanks for being here. If you weren't here, there'd be no podcast. So I'm really glad you're here. I created this podcast to give other twin moms more support, to let them know that they aren't alone, to share a variety of stories, you know, painting a bigger picture of what it may look like to be a twin mom. Like today's guests, sisters Brianne and Stephanie, who are each pregnant with twins at the same time, although each of them had very different experiences. They fraternal twins versus identical twins, preemies versus full term, NICU stay, C-section, vaginal birth. We kind of cover a lot of different situations with twins today with these two guests. So I hope you enjoy our conversation. Hey, I'm Amber, mom to boy-girl twins plus three other girls. My oldest was in kindergarten when baby five came along. I have a lot of kids and a lot of practice parenting them, but when I have a question, I turn to an expert, another mom. I believe the best advice comes from moms in the trenches, living it day in and day out. So sit back as I ask the real experts, moms like you, all the advice you asked for, and some you didn't. This is Neighborhood Twin Mom. Welcome to the neighborhood. So today I have a pair of sisters who had twins at the same time. They each have a set of twins, but I will let you guys introduce your own family. Stephanie, do you want to start?
Yeah, I am Stephanie and we live in St. George now. We have the twins. We have boy-girl twins. They're seven and they were born first, obviously. And then we have Sophie, who's three. And yeah, we love now swimming together and doing fun things together and outside in St. George. So yeah, that's us.
All right, go ahead, Brianne.
So we live in Draper. We got married. My husband and I got married June of 2009. We have the twins who are seven. They are identical twin boys. And then a third child that is Colton, and he is 2 years old. So we had him 5 years later. I'm a hairstylist and work at a salon once a week. And then I have an activewear business and stay home with my kids.
So who found out they were pregnant with twins first?
I found out that I was pregnant with twins first.
So Stephanie found out first, and were you trying for kids or was this a surprise?
We had just recently been married. Like, we had gotten married in November and then we found out we were pregnant with twins in March-ish or April. I can't remember, around there. We were just like, with kids come, when they come, you know? So and then we were surprised with twins. So
how many weeks were you when you found out it was twins?
I was pretty early. I think I found out at like 8 weeks because I had some things that I needed to go in the doctor for. So then I found out, yeah, pretty early, like at 8 weeks. And actually my husband wasn't even there. And I remember sending him the picture of the ultrasound and I said, look, and he's like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, do you understand the picture? And he's like, no, what? And I was like, do you see that it says baby A and B, you know? And he thought, what? I thought it just meant like the sides of the baby or something. I was like, no, that means there's two of them in there.
Was he excited?
He said he was at the mall and he had to sit down for a second and start processing this information.
Yeah, no kidding. How many weeks later did you find out, Brianne, that you were having twins?
So Steph and I actually were going on a vacation together. And this was when I was 6 weeks pregnant. We weren't telling anyone we were pregnant yet. And my husband's like, what are you going to do if Steph says she's pregnant? And I'm like, well, I guess tell her. And so we were
Wait, your husband was thinking that she was pregnant and he didn't know?
He just randomly came down half asleep because we were leaving early in the morning and randomly said, what are you going to do if she says she's pregnant? I'm like, well, I guess we'll tell her, right? So funny story, we're on our way up we were going to judge a dance competition and she's like, so I have a lot of weird snacks which is not like her at all. You're probably wondering why I have weird snacks. Because I'm pregnant. And I'm like, what? So I'm pregnant too. And we figured it out that we're probably around 6 weeks, both of us. And so this was second week of March-ish, somewhere around there. And we were dying because she was already needing her weird snacks and not feeling well. And I was living in the bathroom, and we had to judge a dance competition at a table all day long. And we were wondering how that was going to happen, but we did it and it was fine and we had fun. But then we weren't telling anyone that we were pregnant, she or I. So then she found out. I remember the day because it was April Fool's Day. It was on April 1st, was having twins. And at first I was a little bummed because I had been married 5 years and she had just gotten married, but she's older. So I was really excited for her because she just got married and she's older and she's wanted to have a family. So I was excited for her and I was but bummed at the same time because I'm like, oh, rain on my parade that I'm pregnant because she's having twins. But then about 5 days later, I was with my parents and my husband was out of town and I still was going to the bathroom a lot. And I heard them talking like, she's sure going to the bathroom a lot. And I remember texting my husband going, they're on to me. But I hadn't been to the doctor yet, so I didn't want to say anything. And we didn't go to the doctor till we were 11 weeks. And we couldn't get in. And so it was 11 weeks that I then found out I was having twins. And the doctor turned the screen to me and there was a lot going on. And I was like, and I've never seen one of these before. And so I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And all she did was hold up two fingers and my husband and I just died. And the first thing I said is my parents are gonna freak because four babies and we ended up due 5 days apart from each other.
Oh my gosh. Are you guys the first grandkids then? Or do your parents have other grandkids?
They have other grandkids. They had two older ones. One is like 14 now. So about 7 years older.
Okay.
And then yeah, one that's a couple years older than them. So
okay, so not the first set of grandkids, but four all at once. And how, when you guys found out you guys were pregnant and pregnant with twins, how far apart did you live? You don't live very close now, but you lived closer then.
Like 30 minutes.
Okay. And did your parents live nearby as well?
Mm-hmm. They live like 10 minutes away from me, from Brianne.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they live close to us.
Your pregnancies, what were they like? Go ahead, Stephanie.
So mine pretty, yeah, typical pregnancy. I had him at 37 weeks. And yeah, so I think they just told me, you know, hey, you're low in fluid, go upstairs and have him. Like I didn't even, you know, go into labor or anything.
Were you induced or did you do a C-section?
Yeah, induced. Yeah, I did not have a C-section either. So no C-section. And I was induced. Yeah, I was induced. And Brianne, on the other hand, we were due 5 days apart, but then her story is a little different than mine.
Okay, go ahead, Brianne.
My pregnancy was like a breeze when I was pregnant. I've never been so tired in my life, and I've never eaten so much food in my life. Like, I was so sick of food, and my work would make fun of me because I would come to work with a whole bag of food, and it would be gone by the time we left, and I just never ate like that before until now. And so anyways, it was a really easy pregnancy. So because my twins were identical twins.
Are they mono di or mono?
Mono di.
Okay.
So they shared the same outside sac, right? Yeah, mono di. Okay. So anyways, I had to go to, what's it called? When, like, ultrasounds.
Yeah, the maternal.
Maternal fetal medicine for high risk pregnancies.
Yes.
So I had to go to those often for ultrasounds. And I went in to an ultrasound at about 28 and a half weeks, went in for an ultrasound, and it's not at the doctor or the hospital that I would be delivering at. And my blood pressure was super high. So this was the only appointment that my mom or my husband had not come with me to.
And this is 28 weeks.
This is, yeah, 28 okay. weeks. They then do other tests and then found protein in my urine. And so they're like, you have to stay here until someone can take you to labor and delivery, which my grandma, who, how old was she at the time? 87 years old, volunteers at the hospital. And I was actually supposed to meet her for lunch that day, right after my appointment. But she called, I'm bawling, and she comes up and they say, they're gonna take me in an ambulance to the hospital I am delivering at. And she said she would take me. So she took me, and come to find out, I have preeclampsia and it like came on super fast because I had had an appointment 4 days before at my OB and it was fine. Mm-hmm. So it was just super fast and ended up having them 48 hours later at 29 weeks.
So did they induce you or did they do a C-section?
No, they did a, like emergency C-section.
Oh, wow.
They gave me the steroid shot and then they were supposed to wait 24 hours to give me the next one, but they didn't wait that long to give me the next one. They just gave it to me pretty quickly. I want to say 12 hours maybe. And so then emergency C-section at 29 weeks and they were 2 pounds, 5 ounces and 3 pounds, 3 ounces.
Aye, aye. How long were they in the NICU?
Too long. They were there for 11 weeks. So pretty much up till the due date. So they had a roller coaster. It was a hard, hard experience. And they ended up with blood infections. One got meningitis. He got under 2 pounds. They were on feeding tubes. They just, the whole shebang in the NICU for 11 weeks. And I actually had people ask me if I was jealous of Steph still being pregnant. And I'm like, no, I'm not jealous of her still being pregnant because I would not wish this on anybody. Like, this is the worst. And I live 30 minutes from the hospital I delivered at, or that they had me deliver at. And so I drove back and forth twice a day, at least maybe 3 times, and to go be at the hospital. It was a long 11 weeks.
So they were born in August.
Yes.
So then, and then Stephanie's twins were born in October. So 2 months apart. So yep, then yep. Were they, who was released first? Were your twins released before Stephanie had her twins?
No.
No, they're still in the NICU.
Released first. My son, I mean, doesn't even compare to Brianne, was in the NICU for 3 days. So my daughter came home first and then my son, and then Brianne's like that week or the next week, right? And then so they came home all about the same time.
That's too funny. I mean, not funny, but like coincidental. So then what was it like when you brought them home? Because I know that like I wanted so much help, but now 4 babies between your parents. I mean, how did you guys, what kind of help did you guys have with family and friends and stuff?
Well, I was trying to remember Steph. So Stephanie's husband is from Brazil and his parents still live there. I couldn't remember if they were in town or when they came to town, but my mother-in-law is from Florida. And so she wasn't in town either. So she came after they came home from the NICU and she was here for a little bit. I want to say she actually came around Thanksgiving and then was here to help there. So we had about a month where my mom was going back and forth, but I don't remember when hers came to town.
My mother-in-law was here, but I mean, I do remember more our mom helping. Our mom was amazing. One time stands out that we were at my house and all 4 babies were there and mom was there and our mom was there and like she was helping us with all 4 babies at my house. And yeah, I think maybe that was when you were giving JJ a haircut or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was a lot of babies. It was fun at first. Like we're like, oh, we sent out our invitation or not. What is it? Announcement on Facebook. The Rasmussen family is growing by 8 feet. Right. And I was like, oh, it's fun. You know, this is amazing. But when they all came, wow, this is a lot of babies, you know, to be taken care of. So it was definitely an adventure.
What do people say to you guys? What are the comments that you guys get with your gaggle of twins? What do people say?
Well, our very favorite comment of all was when we were pregnant. Well, I guess we still get it now, but asking if we planned it. How do you plan this? How do you plan getting pregnant at the same time? I mean, you could try, but that's not going to work. But to have twins too, like, yeah, that was our favorite one. But we get just lots of comments. It's like we're celebrities. When you have twins, you are like a celebrity. So
if they're all together when they were young, I think we would definitely get more comments because mine, when they were young, looked more like they were twins. Or, oh, I know, one time Brianne and I went to Thanksgiving Point and we had our strollers with the two car seats on each stroller, you know? And so that definitely, wow, four babies all right there. That definitely was a show. But as mine have gotten, as mine have aged and got older, like they sometimes don't look so much as twins. They can look like brother and sister. Hers definitely always, they're identical. So people think they're twins, you know?
Actually, funny story about that. My boys just told me today. So my boys like their hair done a certain way. And so one likes it, he calls it his shark hair, and the other one goes to the side. Well, yesterday they decided to do it opposite. They wanted me to do their hair opposite, and they wore it to school. They didn't say anything to me when they got home. And then this morning they're like, do our hair normal, because no one could, they call it clothespin up. So no one got like rewarded. They actually had to clothespin down at class because everyone was having a cow about their hair. Cause such a ruckus that they're in their first grade class.
So the kids in their class, could tell them apart, even though they switched their hair up.
They apparently had a hard time. I know the teacher uses it to help tell them apart, but they said they could tell them apart by the color of their pants. So I've always had one was green and one is blue, and they actually had green and blue pants on yesterday. And so they could tell them apart by that. But apparently it caused problems at school yesterday, so they have a hard time telling them apart still.
Does it hurt their feelings or cause issues when they feel like other people don't know who they are?
No, mine are good. They're good about it. They're always like, no, I'm Kipton, or you know, no, I'm so-and-so. They say the opposite and they just kind of blow it off, or they just don't answer them. but they've been, I want to go back to when we were all together. It definitely takes a village when they were little. And so our mom was always there, like helping us. If we went, like she said, to Thanksgiving Point, or if we went and did anything, she was there helping, and she would run down if we needed something, or because it definitely was a lot of work. And I was talking to Steph, and I honestly don't remember the first year and a half, 2 years of their life. But we have a lot of pictures of grandma helping. That's for sure.
Do you remember when your twins found out that they were twins?
I think that they have always, I don't remember ever saying you're twins. I just think, I don't know. For me, I think it's just, I don't know if there's ever been a time that they were like, oh, we're twins. I think they just always have known. I mean, it was probably like, oh, wow, not everyone has a buddy that goes with them to their church class, to their school class, to the, you know, does everything with them. So I think maybe they noticed that. So maybe that's how they noticed they were twins.
I don't know. I think they just kind of knew all along. Like my boys have very distinct funny laughs. They giggle a lot. And so like when they were little, we would find them in funny places, like under the kitchen table, giggling at each other. And so it was like they just already, they knew they had this buddy all the time, like Steph said. And so I don't know if it was ever like, oh, I'm a twin.
I imagine that people make comments to all of you when you're out in public a lot. So they probably picked up on it. But there was a time where I told my twins, did you realize you both grew in my tummy at the same time? It's called twins. And they're like, wait, what? What do you mean? And I like pointed at a picture when they're babies. I'm like, look, you're both like babies. You both grew in my belly at the same time. And they're like, oh, huh. Oh, but I wonder if, but I was just wondering if they like, they're probably more aware of it at a younger age because they're around their cousins that are twins too. Mm-hmm. Is there any competition between the two sets of twins? How do they interact? How do your twins get along?
There's not really competition. It's more like they're siblings. They kind of, they're best friends, best buddies. They told their class today that they get to go see their twins. And this is what they call them. That was a new thing today. And they were all shocked that they're going to go hang out with other twins. So they're just, they've always been really good. They're happy. They're so excited to play together. They have to leave every outing with a group hug. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of quadruplets instead of two sets of twins.
Yeah, except there's only one girl. How does she fare, Stephanie?
She fits right in. She loves to play. She's kind of bossy sometimes, and the mom, I think, but and keeps them in line, or they're not doing it this way or whatever. So I think she's definitely the bossy one sometimes. I don't think they've even cared that. I don't even think she's cared that she's the only girl yet. I guess we have to see as they get older how that's going to be, if that will change things. But I was thinking back to that question too, the fact that they had cousins that were twins too, I think that was just so normal for them to be twins. And then their cousins are twins, their best friends are twins. That's really random, but are your best buddies twins too? So I think they've just always thought twins are normal. And they don't, yeah, Brianne said, they don't have competition between each other, the sets of twins. If anything, they're all just really competitive. So they're all individually competitive.
How do your other siblings, because you guys, it's not just you two, you have other siblings. How do they view you as, you know, you kind of dominate the grandkid group and you had twins at the same time. How was their relationship towards you guys?
They just didn't want to have twins, but after seeing all of it, they didn't want twins after that. And we have one sister that might still have kids, so we keep teasing her that she might have twins. But otherwise, we have other younger cousins now, well, with our kids, and then there's other younger kids. We had the two older, and then we had like a grandkid every year for a few years there. So we have lots of littles.
Gotcha. How has your relationship changed as sisters now that you guys both have twins?
We've always been close. So we dance together. We had similar friends for a while. And so actually, I remember people saying, wow, this just makes sense, the two of you having twins together, people that had known us. But I definitely think there is a bond that you have. I mean, we even feel that bond with you, you know, like that you have twins with twin moms that actually understand how it is to have twins, because it is so fun and really tricky too. So Brianne and I, and that's the other thing that's been interesting with us, is having four all the same age. We have compared milestones and things like that. And we've been talking and this happened and hey, that happened to all of them. That's weird. I guess that happens to all kids at two or whatever. I don't know, things that we didn't think of, but because we have four at that age, you know, we're always like, huh, or all the same tooth fell out around the same time or whatever. But it definitely brings us closer together. I mean, close, because we understand.
And it was each our first kids for twins. And so we didn't know anything different. And so we were just like in it together because it was crazy. So yes, it definitely bonded us even more.
How did you feed your kids?
I pumped, and so I had bottles, and I have a lot of pictures of like two boppies and them laying in a boppy with me holding two bottles. I was all about the schedule and keeping them feeding at the same time. So if one woke up, I woke the other one up to feed him, because I didn't want to be feeding all night long or things like that.
I was formula, so bottles too, you know. And yeah, I lasted like a couple, I don't know, 1 second doing the breastfeeding. So with the twins, it was a different story with my other daughter. But yeah, bottles. And I agree with Brianne when I was thinking about twins and, you know, this week or whatever, I was like, yeah, you definitely have to have them on a routine and at the same, doing everything at the same time, or you're just feeding all day, or if one doesn't take the nap at the same time, then you're just, someone's always awake, and you know, you got to have them doing everything at the same time.
Well, and with bottles, grandma and stuff can help with feedings too.
Yep.
That probably was really helpful. Okay. What have you learned as a person being a twin mom? Like, I have learned so much. Like, I thought I knew stuff and then I had twins and I feel like I've learned a ton. Have you learned anything being a twin mom?
Well, I mean, we didn't know the difference. So just being a mom in general has changed me as a person, but patience, definitely a lot of patience I learned I needed. So I've been working on that one.
I agree with the patience. I think that is just a mom thing. As a twin mom, yeah, I mean, like Brianne said, we didn't know anything different. We didn't know the difference until we joke and we say like we had our third, you know, and we were like, wow, this is amazing. After two is amazing. You know, I mean, we love them. Don't get us wrong. We love our twins, but it was a lot of work to have twins. I don't know if I've like learned things, but it's like being a twin mom, except that it's not as easy. I think we make it look fun, like, oh, cute pictures that twin, like, you know, match together and, you know, all these cute pictures, but it is a lot of, it's hard. And I think of like being at church and watching people have a couple have their one baby and they're like, oh, it's crying, pass it to their, you know, spouse or whatever. And we're Jared and I are like, or Brianna and Ryan, or you guys or whatever, are like, here, switch. Not really pass them off. So I don't know what I've learned, but I just know it was hard and compared to one.
Okay, what's your best twin advice for new parents or even, you know, parents of twins who've got six-year-olds who are younger than yours? Just your best twin advice.
Well, mine kind of goes back to the breastfeeding thing. Mine mainly too, because I was in the NICU. So I was in the NICU and pumping, and they were so little that they couldn't breastfeed. So I only pumped, so they never latched. And so it's such a big push for people to breastfeed that I wish it wasn't, like that it was more, it's okay if you don't. So I tried to do that for 4 months, and I wish I, looking back, that's something that was really hard and really stressful for me. And it was awkward at the hospital because there wasn't really a place for me to do it. And just different things like that, that it's okay. It's okay if you can't breastfeed, and it will take less stress off of you if it's stressful for you to do it, if you stop, kind of a thing. So it's okay. You don't have to do it. I would say an advice I would say is to make sure you spend time with each child, like taking them out on a little date or reading with them or something like that. My boys love to do everything together. And so it makes me realize how much I need to focus on one at a time, because I have a lot of time with my little one who is only 2 right now. And I realized I didn't have that much individual time with them all this time growing up. So we've been better trying to do like date nights or things like that.
I would agree with making sure that, you know, you recognize their individual strengths too, and what they're, and really notice what they're good at. I tend to always be like, oh, the twins, but each of them are different and good at their own things, and really recognizing those things that they're good at, that they're both like, their different qualities, their different talents that they have, because yes, they're twins, but yeah, they're individuals. That I think I said it before, but having a routine, we said it a couple times, but if you don't have that, you're going to be really tired. You're already really tired, but enjoy it, you know, as much as you can. Take the pictures.
Yeah. I don't have very many pictures of me and my twins when they're little. I wish I would have more pictures of me and my twins. I've got lots of pictures of them laying down on the blanket. I'm not in any of the pictures. All right. We will wrap up. If you guys have any parting words, is there anything else that you wanted to say?
Enjoy your twins, because it is, I can't believe they're already 7. And so it does go by fast, and it goes by even faster because we don't remember a lot of their life. And so yes, take the picture and enjoy the moment, because it does go by fast and it is fun. I love that they have a buddy, and I like encourage that, because my little guy just waits for them to come home from school, because he just loves to be with his brothers. And so twins is fun. And I love that they have a buddy. I love that they can go through life together.
Speaking of about our story and stuff, I stopped myself so many times just like thinking, Brianna and I had twins at the same time. Well, first of all, I always stop myself and think, I had twins. And then when I'm with Brianna, we had twins at the same time. So sometimes I think, what were these 4 born at the same time to do? And I'm curious to see, as they get older together, why did these 4 come at the exact same time? You know, there's something. So
yeah, stay tuned. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, thanks, girls. It was really fun chatting with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with me today. you want to hang out some more, you can follow me on Instagram at @neighborhoodtwinmom. If you want more info on what we talked about in this episode or a transcription of the audio, head to neighborhoodtwinmom.com. If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star rating and review. This helps other people be able to find the podcast. Music for this episode was composed by Cameron Norby. Find more of his work on YouTube.
No, wait. That was my other pregnancy. Let me backtrack.
It's okay.